Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway, Pisa.
The right way. Project.
Shake up.
Of the show. How is everybody doing since last week, Monday? I want to give a big shout out to all my listeners in the chat room, all my listeners on the phone. I want to give y'all all a big shout out and say, y'all, how y'all doing? It's a wonderful day in my neighborhood, honey. It's August 1st, 2011, and we are here and we are live and we are on the motherfucking air, honey. Well, so what I get was that it was a ball this weekend in D.C. It was a ball this weekend in Virginia. It was a ball this weekend in Detroit. So I'm waiting for my co-host, the legendary father, Rodney Milan, will definitely be coming on in the next 10 minutes, and he definitely has the recap of all of these balls, Miss Thing. But if anybody was out there in any of these regions for these functions, please feel free to definitely call one and definitely give us the E-My-E on what happened at the ball. If it was a big juice, please come on this air and definitely spill that motherfucking juice for that function, honey. I'm waiting to see if the legendary mother, Nicole Kahn, is definitely going to come on the line and, you know, and see where she's at and what's the E-My-E and the gaga with her, Miss Thing, and everything since last week, honey. And, you know, has she calmed down since last week when she was in total uproar and hearing things on the show and everything? But, you know, that's basically about it, honey. Oh, and they said it was a ball in Philadelphia also, honey. So we're definitely going to talk about all of these functions, honey, and get the tea on what happened at these functions and in and outs and things and all that nature and stuff, honey. But while I wait for Nicole to press one and wait for Rodney to come on the line, honey, you know, I want to let everybody know about the weekend of the weekend of the 26th, the 27th, and the 28th is definitely the 9th annual Prodigy Weekend in Philadelphia, honey. And it definitely is going to be a mini ball deluxe, and it's going to be $20 to get in. And then they have the Prodigy VIP party, which is $20 all night long, and they have open bar until midnight, honey. And they're definitely going to be having the annual cookout and cookout and games and fun and everything. And if you need more information for that weekend, Miss Thing, definitely hit up the legendary icon, Father Man Prodigy, on Facebook.com. And he's definitely give you all information that you need for that weekend, honey. Bitch, the beach was fabulous this weekend. I had a blast at the beach this weekend. I went to the beach last weekend, and I had a blast last weekend with my children last weekend. I went to the beach again this weekend. I definitely had a fabulous time. This weekend at the beach also was definitely nice, you know. Had a bunch of children was out, and I definitely enjoyed myself. And want to give a big shout out to all the girls that was on the beach and everybody, all the cons that was on the beach. The confidence was definitely on the beach and strong numbers on the beach. Give a big shout out to all the misses that was on the beach this weekend, and all the no crickety rickets that was on the beach, and all the nasty girls that was going in the bushes this weekend on the beach. I want to give all of y'all a shout out, honey. And I seen all of y'all on the beach, and I definitely did have fun, honey. So you know, honey. So that's, I don't know, honey. I really don't know, honey. I really don't know what's the E, honey. But, you know, we got to get to it. I was being texted and everything. You know, I was trying to wait for Rodney to, you know, to make it home for work. And I was being texted. I was being very rude by not coming on the show and saying, and, you know, I wasn't at none of these functions, and I didn't get any of the tea from these functions. So, hold on. I have to see something, honey. Hold on. I have a text coming through the red phone. So, you know, I'm just sitting here, you know, and I waited for my co-hosts, you know, for them to come on, Miss Thing, you know. Miss Nicole makes her grand entrance whenever she wants to, you know, 12:30, 12:15, 11:45. But, you know, Rodney, he'd be at work and stuff. And my co-host, Nicole, she just wants to come whenever she, you know, when she feels good and ready, Miss Thing, and all this other E-My-E and the gaga and things. And, honey, so, you know, hold on, honey, hold on. Hello. Hello? Hello? Hello?
I'm sorry, I had the phone on mute. Hi, darling, how are you?
I'm doing good. Yourself, how are you doing? What's the gaga?
I don't know, you tell me.
I don't know, Michelle. I haven't heard from you since your rampant rage last weekend.
That's what you think it is a rampant rage? We're going to do before Rodney come on the phone, because I wasn't at either one of these functions. Any of y'all who feel free to want and to come on this line and express your feelings about the ball or what y'all seen happen and everything, press 1. In the meantime, we're going to have a Nicole and Kelly reality show, and she's going to sit here and tell you guys the truth of the matter. Right, Miss Kelly? We're going to do it really nice. Like, first, let's start. I was texting her. Yes, it was me texting her. I realized that you guys, y'all really look forward to hearing the bitch, you know. And a lot of people always, you know, talks about the show on Monday or whatever. So I was texting her. But just as well, if y'all look forward to hearing her, y'all look forward to hearing me. And she needs me as well. So, of course, I was going to be in the background just to see if we would finish our little argument. And she was going to come and be a respectful, nice dear mother like I did last night and called her about her dear children and his meat. And you came up here and did totally the opposite. What, no shade, Rodney's my brother. All of you guys, y'all listening, what makes Rodney her co-host and not Nicole?
Who said that you wanted to call us, Nicole?
No, you're not a co-host, Nicole.
You're a host. You have your own show on Wednesday.
I have the whole situation. But you be so subliminal. I text her. She said, I'm waiting for my co-host. Really? Are you over my rampant rage? And Kelly says, are you over it?
I didn't see your number online, so I didn't think that you was coming on.
That would be you to think that. You would think that.
You know, Nicole makes her appearance when Nicole wants to appear.
That's not always true. You're lying. I make my appearances when you ask me to appear as well.
Yes, you know, I do.
Bitch. Hello.
And everybody, please welcome to the air the legendary father himself, Rodney Millard. Welcome, Rodney.
Good evening. What's going on, Kel?
Good evening. I'm in the process. I found a new fabulous DJ, and I'm in the process of getting Rodney his intro song with his name for next season. When we start on next month for the new season, he's going to have his intro, and so Nicole will have hers, and Lisa will have hers for Wednesday night. And if the legendary Cabbage comes back on Tuesday night, we'll have Cabbage in the intro for Tuesday night.
I don't like my work with you. How about having you?
Yes. But we're here, and Nicole is, going through, I think actually Nicole took a shot 2 days ago, and she's going through, you know.
So that was Nicole?
Moment right
no,
now.
I
so
said,
you ready,
I'm going through what, Miss Kelly?
I said you took a shot, Miss Thing, and you know how you have to,
I asked you a question,
and
you never answered. Are you over me ramping and raging last week?
I swept that juice underneath the rug, Miss Thing, and dried up in the motherfucking rug.
Okay. So we understand each other.
Okay.
So we understand each other. So, Rodney, what happened at the ball?
Where we at in discussing?
Wait a minute. First, where have you been? let's do
that. Saturday, I had the pleasure of going down to Norfolk, Virginia, the 757 area code. They had the Virginia D Up. It's a smaller spinoff version of the North Carolina D Up.
Mm-hmm.
And I must say that I had a wonderful time. They definitely showed us love out there. North Carolina was in the building. South Carolina came. They really came to support VA's ball scene. The Chanel's, the Khan's, the Mizrahi's, the Prodigy's, the Herrera's was definitely in the building. You know, the FaZe brought the troops. I mean, they were, everybody had a nice time.
I know that's
Hello?
Right. Yes.
Y'all, hold on 1 second, y'all. Hold on 1 second.
So, overall, East Coast Mother Mizrahi, where have you been?
What is that?
Where have you been? I mean, there's been so many functions. And you have you noticed there's really no mothers if you and I exist? I was wondering, where have you been?
I have not been to a function all summer. I've been to a little mini ball. I've been to a mini ball in Connecticut. I've been to my function that I have once a month at the Globe, and that I'll be definitely having next
month. But the people miss you.
Actually, they don't miss me. I need to take a break from the balls. And, you know, I do little mini balls, and I
do
my little mini balls.
No, baby, there's no break, Miss Singh. Let me explain something to you. We got the latex, and we both going to be Prodigy Weekend. We both going to do collections. So you're going to be at every next one, because if you take a break, then it's nothing and it's no fun. So you can't take no break while I'm in the running. It ain't over yet.
The collections ball is in the fall. And I
right, so you
balls.
Got Prodigy after latex, right? We both going to be there. I know you're just, I'm judging, you're going to be there, Prodigy. Then you have, after the Prodigy, you have, all right. And then you have, go to the collections ball, am I correct?
They're going to the Chanel ball.
Okay, amen. Oh, okay, congratulations. I got to know.
Right.
Okay. No, it's no shade to me. Right, he will be at the Chanel ball, but I'm just not. I'm into, like, you know, going to the beach and doing things and stuff like that for the summer, and not always being at a ball. I've been going to balls for 2 years. I'm loving going to the beach every weekend with the kids, time with the kids. You know, I was out with the Mizzens and the Cars this weekend on the beach. It was very fabulous. I thought I was going to see you there. It was about 12 or 15 of your kids on the beach.
I don't run around with my kids. Not everywhere.
Oh, you know, I was out with the children. I'm doing the children's things. Go ahead. I'm doing the children's things with the children, going out to the beach and to the beach.
I like
stuff.
That point. That works for the ballot.
I'll be in Philly this weekend for first Fridays, and then I'm coming back to New York, and I'm going to a pool party with the kids, and then I'm going to Great Adventures on Sunday.
Okay.
Right.
Yes, you know, family time. I need to spend time with my children, Miss Thing. You know, do things with my children outside of the ballroom scene, Miss Thing. You know, that's what makes me Mother of the Year. Miss Thing, so, you know, it's not just what I do on the floor. It's what I do off the floor. So, you know, I have to, you know, do my things. And, you know, the kids see me out with all my children and my tent out on the beach
right.
And things.
Tell
and all
story.
The misses just
that's
all around
right.
Me, Miss Thing. So,
story.
You know, when they come back
tell
around,
it.
You know, for next
tell
year, when the awards will come and, you know, and they scratch me on my back with Mother of the Year again, you know why.
Kelly, stop begging.
Yes.
Huh?
Stop begging.
That's what she actually is doing, because she got to tell everybody what she's doing, and everybody already know what I'm doing from the circumference of my home, not even doing it with them. How you like
sound
that,
like,
Miss Kelly?
Sound like somebody else I know. Sound like somebody else I know.
Listen, you remember that you went to the beach, you was this, that. If I began to do what you were doing, all my kids probably would be in college.
Let me finish. Whether we lose or whether we win the $15,000, just as long as I spank your ass, I'm great with it. So if the Milans come or the Ebony's come and they snatch that coin, as long as I spank your ass, I did a great job.
What coin are you talking about?
The $15,000.
The collection ball.
What are you talking about?
As long as I spank your ass, I did a good job. Whether I win or lose. As long as I have no points.
I won't even
be
in the ratings.
Oh, honey. Well,
I think
I'm glad that you do that.
You got it right. The Milans and the Ebony. See, unexpected. Y'all keep doing that. You do that. But you're going to be sitting down, and Rodney, you will be standing there with your drink. And you're going to have three.
Oh, trust me. I know
and
that
you're
going to
have three
I know
of
that
them,
night,
Rodney.
Rodney drinks will be to a minimum, because I know Rodney's going to be walking about four or five categories. Baby, trust me, I know he will be. I know Rodney. Rodney's gonna get the girls back in the days when you come into the ball with duffel bags and garden bags and everything.
Rodney,
I heard. You got to call her 803-269. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, Carla?
Hey, Kelly. Hey,
oh, that's
Kelly.
What I heard. That's what I
hey,
heard.
Hey, Father.
I was about to say
oh, no, 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 no. Hey, Kelly.
I wanted to know this realness.
Wait. Hey, Kelly. Hey, Nicole.
I love
why
you,
please?
Grandpa. How you going to come
right.
on like that?
This
yes.
is the second week.
No, 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 no. I haven't done nothing yet. No, no, because I knew you was getting ready to say that. I knew you was getting ready to say something. Hello. Of course I was not going to do that. Of course I was going to do that. Go ahead. Go ahead, Dad. Go ahead.
How could, and one thing I have to say to you, Nicole, and that's why I love you so much, no matter who tries it on this motherfucking radio show, Nicole Destiny represent my house. How the fuck could you name all them houses and forget the House of Revlon when the House of Revlon won the most trophy Saturday?
Hello, when I said hold on, hello.
No, I'm not finished.
They didn't let me finish.
Wait, I'm not even finished, yo. I'm not finished with you.
Oh, my God.
I let you slide last week, then you came right back the following week and did the same shit. Let me all tell y'all, all the listeners, my house would definitely be in that motherfucking building for $10,000. My house is definitely going to walk for that Grand March of the night. And anyone that knows me, like Nicole say, and like Jack always say, don't sleep with a motherfucking father of all fathers. Because I'm going back in my old bag. And if anybody remember, when it comes to that, as long as you have a fair judge panel, my house have always won the house that win the most trophies. Now back to you, Rodney.
Okay, now you ready now?
How could you forget the House of Revlon when you walked King Realness with a member in that house?
And you ain't give me... Okay, hello?
We won the most trophies that night.
Hello?
When
I was... When, listen,
the
listen,
same,
Dad.
The same
oh, my
North
God.
At
oh, my God.
We came in third place. No one mentioned on my house. You see, that's where the disrespect comes from. You know, Kelly, it was nice talking to you earlier, Texas. Also, I will also have to say this to you, granddaughter Nicole. I listened from the beginning of the show. Kelly did say, my host, Nicole. She did say.
No, that was after she was texting me, Grandpa. That was after she came on here and said, Rodney's her co-host, and nobody on this show is her co-host longer than me. I've been here since she was here.
Oh,
she gets her attitude, and she come up here, and she do that. And I don't have no mind, because look what's happening
oh,
right now.
But
look what's happening right
phone.
Now. Look what's happening
wow.
right now, Kelly.
Okay, as soon as y'all put him back on hold, then I can speak. I will speak, because I have something to say.
Can I speak, Father? You already spoke. I got to say this from last
time. I got a call, and I had to click over.
I had to text you, but let me tell you. You know what was so motherfucking funny last week of me listening to this show that I laughed for 30 minutes? Of the highlight of that talk on the show last week, when Cabbage Ebony said, "Get the fuck off the phone, right the fuck now," and they both hung up. and my little brother said, "I said get the fuck off the phone," and I heard nobody voice. That was so fucking funny.
Get
that was funny.
Right now, you're going to let Rodney say what he got to say?
No, he's not. Say what? You know I'm not going to let Nicole. You knew me for how many years? Kelly.
No, he's not.
Kelly, Carol Ann, come to the light, Carol Ann. We need you on the speakerphone.
She on another show.
I'm here.
Okay. What happened was.
I'm going to hang up.
What happened was, You're going to be listening to them. If not, the kids will call you and tell you like they always do. What had happened was I clicked over to click James on the phone, and then I didn't finish my presentation because I was going to give a shout-out to you because we worked together. But,
no,
of course.
I'm not even talking about that. I'm not talking about no shout-out.
I'm talking about that now.
I'm talking about the House of Revlon. How you forget the House of Revlon when the House of Revlon won the most trophies? The House of Revlon had more people inside the building. But you're going to say,
I said, baby, when it comes to, I don't know the strengths of the House of Revlon from, you know, coming up now, but from back in the days, I said when it comes to after house categories, the Revlons are definitely coming to play.
Kelly, he didn't want to give me a chance to say that. He was waiting on that phone to press one just so he could attack me. That's all he was doing.
I was
going to give a special shout out to the House of Revlon for being there, and then to my father for walking with me. But, of course,
Nicole, him and everybody right there ready to attack, ready to go on, throwing shade to the Revlon, like they always do.
It wasn't that deep.
Trust me, it is.
Oh, yeah, you
right,
know
Rodney,
I know what
Rodney, you do. Son, you already said what you have to say. Rodney, I mean, Nicole.
Yes.
That's why he's Kelly Hope,
Oh wow!
Yes,
they know how to clean up some shit.
James, are you here?
What James is that? My brother or son?
Yeah, your brother. I had clicked over it when I was making my announcements because he had clicked my phone, so I wanted to call him, get him in, and then finish my announcements, but Kelly kept talking about her Mother of the Year stuff,
because
and I couldn't finish my conversation.
Everybody sees them
right, exactly. That's what happened.
I am not bothering about it. I'm at work, not on my business.
I know. I just said I clicked over the call, James, to put him on the phone, and that's why I didn't finish my spiel.
Hey, James.
Nicole, James, and Kelly, I give you all a real round.
Oh, my God.
That D-up ball was a really nice ball. Team performance, I'm not going to lie, them motherfuckers really, from the first to the last team, they really, really performed. They really did. Every one of them teams was really, really good. The team runway was good. Honestly, Kelly, Nicole, and James, that four was really, really nice. And honestly, over the D-up four in North Carolina, I would give that a chance. That four was really nice.
You give it a one, John Tony.
He said a 10.
I gave a 10. And little James Carr. He did his new moves that brought the whole ballroom together. Baby Ebony did an excellent job.
Oh, he did he?
he did an excellent job. I mean, them teams was really, really, really good. And if every ball can have team performance and then people come like that, they was really, really good. Oh, I almost forgot. I won Team Realness.
No. I see the boss is on. The boss is online.
I gotta say this. The last time that I went to Virginia Ball, I caught my son Andre and told him the Mizrahi looked it so fucking fierce the last time I went to Virginia. This Saturday, whatever the Andre and the rest of them leaders did, they made a new father, and the Mizrahi was really on point Saturday. It was really important. I would have to say that. And I even called Andre and told him, whatever you did, you got rid of whoever, they did a good job Saturday. I'm lying, Rodney, because on both balls, you did a 10.
Right. You're right. I agree with you.
So, therefore.
Yeah, I heard it was nice.
Yeah, James, it was really nice. And I'm going to keep it real. Little James, he really made me like, yeah, because he just real different move I never saw before that he did, and he did it really good. Gerard Ebony also did an excellent job. Who else I'm forgetting? I'm trying to see if there any Milans in the building.
Wait, I definitely gotta congratulate Jarrell Mizrahi, the new father of the Virginia chapter. Mizrahi, congratulations, Jarrell.
Oh yeah, I meant to step to him because he called me a wicked witch is dead, and now everybody can move on when all that incident occurred. Yeah, You call me a witch. But James, the ball, I told you to come there, and you said, but the ball was really nice, though. Nicole, Kelly, and James, it was really a nice ball, for real. It was,
He's really trying it tonight.
the ball was real, it was real organized. Rodney and I walked team realness. It was a push and a curl for age. We had bloods, we had needles, we had paperwork. And Rodney had an alpha sauce to put in a bottle for a pill for AIDS.
That was good. That was nice. Yes. Also, yeah, the House of Revlon won the most trophies. The House of Chanel's had the most people tested. And the House of Mizrahi won the PSA announcement.
Oh, the PSA announcement. What was the PSA announcement consisting of?
Just the prevention of AIDS and just a shout out to, you know what I'm saying, for AIDS epidemic and prevention and safe sex and different stuff of that nature.
Wow. Nice.
No, Nicole, the ball was real nice. You told me that you was coming, James said you was coming, and none of y'all was up in the building.
Well, I didn't know you was there until after you walked.
Huh?
I didn't even know you was there until after you walked.
You said what?
I didn't know you was there until after you walked. Somebody had called Toby.
No, you knew I was coming. I spoke to you. I told you I was going.
No, we didn't, because you could have been finding out some information and called me back. You ain't never called back. I didn't know what was going on with it. But I was being lazy Saturday. Saturday, I had a property. This lady been looking at TV all day.
And one thing,
it's good
one
to
thing,
see
I'm,
everybody at the ball, so everybody's
but
gone.
But Nicole, Kelly, Rodney, and James, I will have to say, because I know y'all did announce it last week about my daughter that got killed. This is to everyone because we had a memorial service and yesterday, and I spoke, and a lot of people that attended that memorial service came to me and said that I did an excellent job. I'm going to say this to everyone that's listening, especially to the transgenders. Y'all must be very careful, and whenever y'all have a client or wherever y'all be leaving your home, whoever's close to you, give them your number, give them that individual number or something, because my daughter got stabbed 80 times from, to my knowledge, a client. So, and I also said this yesterday, we always focusing on HIV. It's other things that's out inside this world that's killing us also. So we need to focus on a lot more other things, but mainly just to the transgenders and also the Butch Queens also, we got to be more careful. We have to be more careful because this month, the month that just passed, we had a lot of deaths, you know, and that's not good. So just be careful. Also, I wasn't at the D.C. ball last night. I heard about James, my brother James, my son Charles getting into a big argument. I also heard that, and this is something that the female figures, when there's a ball and y'all have a sergeant statement, and you know it's female figures in the building, that is the disrespect to the female figures to have sergeant statements and there's female figures in the building, and whoever's on the mic last night, don't call no female figures out. That's a disrespect, and that's why the female figures is leaving the ballroom scene. You know, that's not right. That's a totally
female figures.
I mean, you lose me on that one. So.
That is why they're female figures. They get no acknowledgement. They don't know what to do with this stuff. There's no penalties no more. That's why they're female figures, because
no,
they get
okay,
treated
okay,
like that.
Okay,
they
okay,
act
okay,
like
okay.
they what they get treated like.
Okay. So let me. I guess I used the wrong words. I say transgender, transgenders, fem queens. It was a bunch of fem queens.
MTADC. I'm trained. Could you mute that phone? I feel like a
Nicole. But Nicole.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry, y'all.
Nicole, the thing I'm saying is, it was a disrespect to the fem queens, the Fem Queens of North, they, none of them got called out last night, and they called me, and they brought that to my attention. So therefore, that's a disrespect to them. And y'all, we also have to remember when back in the day, and it was about Fem Queens, so you cannot forget them from Stars and Satan, you know. And I'm saying that that's why they leave in the scene, because of the disrespect. You know, that's totally a disrespect. You're calling a whole bunch of Bush queens out and not calling that one Fem Queen. That's not right. You know, so whoever was on that mic, you know, they got to do a better job. Your job is
who was on the mic? Say names.
To my knowledge, how I got, I was in there. It was R.J. Benciaga.
You wrong.
Well, one thing, you know,
I'm going to say this. And who else?
Well, RJ was the only one there, but RJ, I personally know, you know, people say RJ shady. I think that from time to time, but technically he's not. You got to really get to know RJ. If it was female figures there and it wasn't in the presence of RJ, he didn't see him. He's not that type of person with deliberately not to call him out. So evidently, if they was there, they was hiding out or somewhere, you know, doing whatever they do, because he wouldn't deliberately just say, I mean, see him there and not call him out. So
they must have somewhere. Pops, not for nothing, he shouldn't have even been on the mic, because then he wouldn't have known the protocol to what to do. How you don't see that? It's that he had a job that wasn't his job, because he shouldn't have been on the mic, just like the person that was giving the ball shouldn't have been there. They shouldn't have been, that was just so unorganized. And then female figures are disrespected because the lack of the way they do things. There's no excuse for it.
It wasn't really no name female figures in there, but only a couple of them local here from D.C., and they was too busy running around doing what they do. And we're not going to get into that, but I'm telling you,
maybe
I didn't see any.
Was bopping and taking a victory.
Probably so, you know, there wasn't, you know, when RJ started LSS, they were not in, you know, not in a surrounding where he could just walk, because he was walking back and forth, and I believe me, I know he's not that type just to overlook somebody or to have some type of grudge because not call him out. So evidently, I didn't see anybody in there that was of a name for him to call out like that. It was just like some off brand, you know, that he probably didn't know who they are, the reason why they didn't get called out. Trust me, I'm telling you. I mean, it's been time that I've been in the building and RJ didn't know it, you know, and I'm not no big fan of being called out on no fucking runway for no LFS. You know, that's just for some people that want to be seen. They already know who you are. That's just not me. I just sit there and wave at everybody and let's get this ball going. Goddamn, the LFS is, you know, is the reason that a lot of these motherfucking balls start late, because they want to do an hour and a half of calling out people that was at the ball the night before or last week. The same people there, so let's keep going. So it wasn't, I don't think that he did that intentionally. It wasn't nobody there of name.
Okay, hold on, y'all.
We got a bunch of callers. Let's see what these callers got to say. Hold on. Okay. 347-316. You're live on the air.
What's good, everybody?
What's good? Who's this?
What's going on, Kay?
I like how you did that, Kelly. Well, what's going on? Hi, everybody.
What's
just
up?
Just want to touch in and say hi, everybody's doing.
What's going on, Lala?
Ballroom.
Yeah, I was in Nubia this weekend, just listening.
What do you think about the female figures, Kiki?
The female figures, what? Like, what's going on?
That may be how they may be treated by ballroom today.
Well, you know. Stuff, you know me. Like, it's just what it is. Like, it is what it is. And everybody is just going to do their own thing with all this. What it is?
It isn't what
thank
it
you,
is.
Thank you, Tiana, for definitely calling in. The next caller we have is 347-926. You're live on the air.
Hola.
Okay, the next caller, I have private caller. You're live on the air on the recap show. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show. Okay, back to conversation.
Okay. I also want to give a shout out, just, you know, it's not ball related, but give a shout out to Angel Revlon, who was in D.C. on Friday. We was at the club. We had a nice time together. Love you, sis. I had a good time with you Friday. And do it again soon. Yes.
Tony, you are so fucking shady. And Rodney's looking at ain't there,
no? No, I'm just saying. I'm just
okay. Oh, Dad, did Nikki call you about last night?
Okay, yeah, she called me about last night, him and her and David about a table.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, they both called me. I've dealt with both of them this morning. They called me at 1 o'clock in the morning, knowing that I had a memorial service to go to, and it was her. But I dealt with the situation. It was a misunderstanding. And anyone that knows David, for someone to get David to that level, that means that he felt very disrespectful. Disrespect. So I did take care of it though.
No, okay. Because I know I heard him say he was trying to call you because they was right next to me on the panel going at it, and I was like, oh, okay.
But people have to definitely realize this. You know, if you have a ball and you are selling tables, because I have done this before, you know, so I'm not going to say I didn't, but I have done it. You know, if you're selling tables and people getting tables, once that ball is over and you didn't get that money from that table right then and there, that's like dead. So if you're selling tables, get your money during the ball, you know, because once they leave, it's going to be a big conflict, you know. But the money
should
be collected. Yeah, I said
definitely well. Not to cut you off, Tony, but I definitely got to give a shout out to Mother Bobby Mizrahi. Today is her birthday. Happy birthday, Mother Bobby Mizrahi. It's definitely her birthday. You know, so happy birthday.
And
to
I
want
to give a shout out to the overall East Coast father, Mark Hahn. Today is his birthday as well. Happy birthday. God bless you on your day.
Hold on, we have another caller. 301-379. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Yeah, hi, Kelly, Rodney, Tony, James. Nicole, let me ask you a question. What are you talking about that RJ shouldn't be on the mic if he doesn't know protocol? If he's contracted by the...
Welcome to the show, the legendary father, our father, Robert Tiago.
No, the father, Tony is the father of the father. But Nicole,
finish.
I mean, if you're saying that, you know, if he's contracted by the individual hosting the event, then what do you mean that if he doesn't know protocol? This is a person that has been on the mic, you know, for eons, whatever the case, as far as, you know, for the last 6 years commentate, 6-7 years commentate. Like James said, it's so shade. I got to the ball was already started. But even when I got in the building, I couldn't see any girls of the caliber of being called out. Just because it's LSS doesn't mean that, you know, a person should automatically just be called out because they're in the building. What happens to going back to LSS being, you know, the individuals that, you know, have made a name, the individuals that are going to wake up the building? I thought that's what LSS was about.
I didn't make a point when you said, what do I mean? What do I mean is if I was hired to wash the walls and to mop the floor and to swipe the tables and I seen them making burgers and once in a while they caught me over there and I went over there to do a job that's not my job and I made somebody a rare burger, I had no business there because that's not what I was hired for. I'm not arguing about the point of who was there, who was not there. I'm arguing about the protocol of the way a job is there. When you are a commentator of the building, you are there to acknowledge the people that are in the building, the people that work both in their categories. Sometimes when you put a person, wait a minute, let me finish. Sometimes when you put a person in position and they don't know, you know, certain things, regardless of how long, he's never been at no big ball that I've seen and traveled to and seen them on the mic. So, you know, stuff like that may happen. It's not necessarily shade. It's just that somebody doesn't belong in that position, so they may overlook certain things. So it wasn't shade, and I thank you for your presence. I miss you.
So well, the person that's commentating in Virginia and D.C. and North Carolina and Atlanta and Chicago and in New York City, okay, because because you weren't there. I mean, you act like, you know what I'm saying, you're sending balls like Rodney, and I'm not being disrespectful, but I mean, you know, you're not sending balls like, okay, so then therefore, you're not catching everything.
And but I don't have to attend boys like Rodney to have an opinion and to be able to voice my opinion about a place, a person in the place that I didn't think that he was there.
You made a factual statement. You're making it seem as if there was some disrespect.
No, I didn't make it seem like that. I'm making it seem like it wasn't his job. I'm not making it seem like that. That's what you're taking it like.
Let me just go back. Let me use your analogy. Okay, you can't make hamburgers if there's no ground beef. Okay, plain and simple. You can't call out girls if there were no girls there.
Point well taken. I understand that. I totally understand that. That doesn't get away from the fact that that's still not their job. But point well taken.
All right, well, that's all I wanted to say. And hello to Tony if he's still on the phone and whoever else.
Where's that phone?
Oh, yeah, and just to let you know, when all that was going on, I hope your kids told you, you know, I was the one, you know, diffusing things. So I don't want you to feel like, you know.
I heard all that. I heard about you. I heard about Rodney. I heard about my I heard about James. No matter where the ball at, they definitely call me about certain situations, you know. So, but I do thank you, Howard, for last night.
All right. Well,
the only thing Nicole was saying, Rodney, was like, because I mean, I understand what you saying. I understand what James saying. It was Tim Queens up in that building, regardless of what they, if they were D.C. Fem Queens, they were D.C. Fem Queens that is known in D.C., regardless of the fact, you know, and that is not the first ball that happened, calling out a bunch of Butch Queens, and, you know, and I'm not a Fem Queen, like, favorite, you know, but right is right and wrong is wrong, and that's not the first ball, that's not the second ball that has happened.
Okay, Connie, can I ask you who is the Fem Queen that felt slighted and wasn't called out?
Well, it doesn't make a difference what Fem Queen it was. It was no Fem Queens called out. It was Fem Queens in the building was not called out. How the thing that I'm trying to just get across is the disrespect. That's the main thing. That's why I brought up that topic, because they caught me with that topic, and two other Fem Queens was very was upset about it, and neither one of them was in my house. You know, I get calls and James witnesses, Rodney can witness. I get calls from my house. I get calls from you, Howell. I get calls from everybody, and you know, and one thing about me that makes me different than any father, whatever advice I give my house, I give the same advice to other houses. If there's another house like me and Nicole talk to all the time, Nicole have a problem, she called me before me, and Kelly went through that, Kelly would call me also. James called me, you know. The only thing I was saying is about respect. You know, regardless of the fact, if they don't. Go ahead, Harold.
No. What I was saying, now that, you know, I'm going back and really trying to think through who potentially could have been there. Now I do remember that Shane was there, you know, but when it comes down to it, like I said, you know, this was a darkly lit building. You know, I think that, you know, I wasn't there for LSS. But I know that, you know, when it comes to RJ, especially the respect that he has for female figures, as far as, you know, this scene goes, you know, I don't think, no, I'm not going to say I don't think, I'm 100% sure that he would not, you know, intentionally overlook any girl that Barry, you know, is in the building, you know what I'm saying, that especially a notable like Shay be called out. Now, Let me say this, Tony, one second. In the same way that was said to you, it's kind of known that, like, you know, when it comes to D.C., there's James, there's Rodney, there's myself. You know, even if an individual is feeling slighted, you know, say something. All it takes is a little communication, you know, so that people are fully aware of what's going on. You know, so that way, you know,
Okay, what you just said, it was you, James, that because of the fact that y'all live in D.C. If y'all live in D.C., if you wasn't there for Sarfman's statement, so I can't address this to you, but you name the people that was there would have had their eyes open. I think they would have noticed that, and then I think they should have brought that to the commentator attention. And I'm also going to say this. I know RJ very well. I knew RJ, I think, before a lot of other people did, and RJ is a sweetheart. Jizz, like you said, Jizz, like James said. But at the same time, the whole topic of this conversation is about respecting the temperance. It's no disrespect to RJ at all. You know, because of the fact them individuals called me, I asked who was on the mic. And then I said that I have to talk to RJ myself. You know, so therefore, it's no disrespect to RJ at all, because I know him very well. You know, I have walked with RJ, so it's no kind of shade, or don't take it as a disrespect. And don't take what Nicole said as a disrespect either, because she wasn't disrespecting RJ. Because I don't think by all five of us on this phone that I'm going to allow someone to disrespect another individual. So the only disrespect that's been going on is the disrespect Rodney did to me, and then I did to Rod. That was
me. Oh, wow.
And I also met your butchering and drag, Harold. The likely one, I think she's a Balenciaga. I think she walked with Gerard. Is that the Balenciaga? Yeah, I think she's a
Balenciaga.
She did an excellent job. She did an excellent job. I spoke to her after the ball. I even gave her compliment. I mean, I gagged once she opened her mouth, you know. But me and her talk after the ball and all that. And she did an excellent job, Al. She really did. Her and Gerard did an excellent job. But don't think Nicole was being shady. Nicole wasn't being shady.
Did you tell me that I'm doing my job?
All right. Well, y'all go ahead and you know, keep up the good communication. And like I said, Tony, if you know, just like in the same way, just let people know that, you know, the only way we can solve any problem is anytime that somebody feels a particular way, say something. Nobody's going to take it as shade. Nobody's going to take it, you know, any particular way. I think that we have always tried to collectively work together, you know, when, you know, we see people from out of town or, you know, that are not, you know, normally in D.C. all the time, even though she's from the next city. But just saying,
I don't think nobody's going to do that. Huh? I mean, let's keep it real, because I don't think someone would, like, if I'm at a ball and I don't get called out, I'm not going to go up there and say, why didn't you call me out? That's just, like, fucking late.
Right.
I mean, that's just late. If I didn't stutter, then if I was a commentator, and if you would come up and say, excuse me, Father Tony, that you didn't call me out, I'm going to look at you like, okay, move along. I mean, that's just like someone comes to a commentator and says, please give me a call out. No. You know, I mean, a commentator job is also doing Stars and Statements and Legends to walk around the ball to see who's up in the building. That is one of their jobs, you know. So, but I'm ready to go. Also, Hal, it was nice talking to you, Kelly, Rodney, Brother James, granddaughter Nicole. Just like Rodney said, I will definitely be listening. But y'all all have a good night. And my house will definitely be in the building October 15th. Rodney and Kelly.
Okay. I cannot wait to see the Revlons at the building, honey. The flyers will be out, honey. The flyers will be circulating in the next 2 weeks at the motherfucking Latex Ball. Tables are definitely on sale, so all you girls out there, get your green dot card, take my sister up, Legendary Jasmine Couture, honey, and purchase your tables. First come, first serve, Miss Sag, honey. Girls, don't be gagging, honey, that you bring your own house, Miss Sag. Y'all ain't got no tables, Miss Sag.
How much
she got to rent them pre in advance.
How much the tables, Kelly?
Tables are 200 sisters. 200 sisters.
Two? You said 250?
No, 200.
No, 200 sisters.
Oh, 200 sisters.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, tables are $200,
okay.
And tables are definitely on sale. The flyers definitely, I would definitely be having the flyers at the Latex Ball, and I would definitely be having them all out on everybody all around. It's like, I don't pick flyers on tables because I think it's a waste of time to take the flyers on tables because girls don't actually read them. So I'll be walking around passing the flyers out hand to hand.
And Kelly, I told them what you just said. I told my secretary the same thing. Every boy, I'm having a boy September 16th. He putting motherfucking flyers on a fucking table. You don't do that. Put them in the motherfucking hand. Put them. I said, where are my flyers? Oh, Father, it's on the table. On the table? No, you put them in their hand. But
yeah, you don't put flyers
did.
On the tables. That's a waste of flyers because the girls do not see them. They come and drop their bags and everything on top of the table. They don't see them. Hand to hand contact with my flyers for my sister ball.
But,
anybody want a table, y'all can definitely hit my sister up on Facebook and find out about securing y'all tables. Honey, I'm having a house meeting tomorrow, and I'm going to be securing a table this week once I have my house meeting tomorrow.
Okay, but I'm telling you, I got to go. Rodney, I really enjoy myself with you Saturday, walking together. Just like I said, we haven't done that in 13 years. So I really did enjoy it. But them judges, for Team Realness, everyone should have got shot because to have a cure for AIDS, you cannot be a nurse's aide. And people had on skinny wisdom shit cords, probably skinny. Yeah, I mean, wow. But y'all all have a good night, same. I'll definitely call you tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we have another caller. The next caller is 917-693. You're live on the air on the recap show. I know girls want to call in with music and all type of shit playing in their background and press one. That's just so, like, tacky. Honey, good girl, you better stop coming for these children, Miss Sarah, honey.
Coming for who?
Honey,
what
are
you
please, please.
Please.
He
didn't want to
call out the girl. He didn't call out the girl.
I want to know if Selvin is listening because I would like for Selvin to call in because I have some questions about the booking for Detroit for the weekend.
Oh. I thought you wanted her to call in about the tea that happened in the underground.
What happened in the underground, and then what is the underground?
The underground is underground. It's nothing more, nothing less. Moving on.
No.
I wanted Selvin to call in. I wanted Selvin to call in because I want to find out what happened with Detroit. And why didn't he go? And I heard on his Facebook page, he said, if Detroit is trying, that he would never go to Detroit again. So I wanted to get down to the bottom of it to find out exactly what was going on with that, you know, because I just happened to come across that, and I wanted to know firsthand. I know Selvin wouldn't mind telling us about it.
Okay, hold on. I got two questions from the chat room. I don't know about the fight that happened at the ball in Pittsburgh, so somebody would have to call in and tell us about the fight that happened at the ball in Pittsburgh. And to AJ, the ball in October is October 15th, and it's my sister, the legendary Jasmine Couture, is having the collections ball. It's $10,000 for the house with the most points, and then another $5,000 for the house with the best grand march. So... But back to y'all will have to call in here and tell me about the fight in Pittsburgh. I don't know nothing about the fight in Pittsburgh because I was not in Pittsburgh. But to my sister Nicole, Mr. Girl, sister, the underground bitch.
Wait,
girl,
the Jews.
It's a tea, sister.
What's the Jews?
Oh, baby, it's the big Jews, honey.
All right,
you know?
The underground is what, like a chat room on Facebook or something? Because, you know, I heard they're making all these new chat rooms on Facebook, like for the pretty boys and the sex siren, and they go when they got to put naked pictures in there in order to get up in the room.
Okay, no, that's the new group that they made up today. I heard about that group today, too. That's the new group they made up today, and it's called The Trade versus the Butch Queen. But the underground, baby, please, honey. It's a mess. Honey, they be having all the tea out there, Miss Stag, honey.
What tea did they have out?
They had a bunch of tea out there, Miss Thing, but I don't want to talk about the tea that they had out there because it's the underground, you know. And, you know, Rodney's my co-host, so, you know, I'm not going
to
talk about it.
That is so
wacky,
y'all.
This is
so
bitchin'.
Big cheese.
Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, that's true. But the other tea is spilled out. Y'all are so bitches. Whatever.
Dear sister, I'll call you off the air and give you all the motherfucking eat about what goes on in the group, Miss Day. And I want to just say to whoever is the administrator of the underground that tries all my girlfriends, Miss Day, it's really shady, Miss Day. Because you know how shady it is, Nicole. Let me tell you how shady this group is. Okay, I'm not going to put the tea out there from the group, but I got a lot of tea from the group. The group is real shady. The group is so shady that anybody that's affiliated with me is not in the motherfucking group because they don't want their tea on the radio. That's how shady the group is, Nicole. They kicked all my girlfriends out the group that's affiliated with me.
Well, Kelly, I don't think that's 100% true because I'm your co-host.
Well, because they know you're not going to put it out there on the radio.
Yeah, look at right
they
now.
Said it was Star Mizrahi, in the last category, and Father Chris Infinity had a fight at the ball.
Chris Infinity?
Yeah. But I don't know. Maybe somebody can call in here and give us details on what happened. I don't know. I just got that piece of tea, but I don't even know the names, and I don't know what like really happened and who hit who or who did what. But that happened at the ball on Friday in Pittsburgh. Bitch, I'm so mad. I'm not really mad. I'm not mad that I'm having a memorial cookout for my grandmother on the 13th, Miss Thing. But, bitch, I'm a little upset because I want to go to Pittsburgh now, Miss Thing, to see if they're going to do it again on the 13th. Shit, it might be round two on the 13th.
But the ball, did they discuss the ball in Detroit?
Yeah, well, I've been in Detroit.
I wasn't there.
No, Detroit, no, Tyana ain't going to Detroit because if she went to Detroit, she would have been up here and telling me about the function. But I know they didn't go to Detroit.
They say, well, really, no one went to Detroit for the ball.
Oh, so then Kool-Aid really didn't miss anything.
Right, she did. I mean, she still would have got her money. Would assume you're still getting paid whether the people show up or not. The competition doesn't do a job, so you're entitled to your pay. But thank goodness that Deshaun Evisu was already there for a previous engagement and was able to fill in that spot.
Well, somebody just hit me up on Yahoo, and they said, can you please ask Father Rodney Milan if he's sure that she still would have got her money if she would have showed up? Because Kool-Aid is not none of the other commentators.
When Selma go to places like that, I think like Ohio and Detroit, Chicago, I think she's ready. She's at that point where she wants the money in advance before she even starts the show.
Oh, I know that's right. Hold on, let me call her on my red phone, honey, to find out, what was the gaga with this function, honey, and why she didn't make it. See if she wants to come on the show, honey. We haven't had her on at a beat, honey, since she transitioned from Con to Evan.
Yes. But they said that I got a lot of emails, a lot of texts and stuff that said that the ball was really a disappointment. They said the Scholars actually didn't even show up for the Scholar Ball. They also said he didn't show up either.
Marcus, don't lie, don't hide tonight, Marcus. I want you on this line, honey. Marcus, did you show up for the function?
No, Marcus was not there.
Oh,
where's Marcus? I was just thinking about him. Where was he at?
Well, Miss Beverly is not answering her phone, so I don't know where she's at, honey.
Well, where's Miss Marcus at? Come to the light, Caroline.
Yeah, where's Marcus? Why didn't he show up for the function? It was a Scholar function, and the girls didn't show up. What is going on, Miss Day?
Press one, Marcus. Press one.
You there listening? We don't know the tea, so come and tell us. Don't even give that.
But I did hear grand prize was $1,000 for performance open to all. I think it's open to all. Three or more must walk and get 10s for all cast categories. It was on the flyer.
But you know, some of the people I don't think
supported the D.F. boy. He was in Virginia at the D.F.
He was not. He was not. I was there. He was not there either.
Marcus, you're lying.
Why did Marcus support the D.F. boy in Virginia? Sorry, I read the wrong thing.
Oh, okay.
And
also, the winner was Chaos. Ms. Rahi won the performance. Because it said
to my son Chaos, Ms. Rahi, for definitely winning $1,000. Did he get his $1,000?
I'm not finished. You see, you cut me off. That's why I wasn't able to give a shout out to the House of Revlon, Kelly. You cut me off.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah, no, he did not get off because it said
oh, shit.
Three or more must walk and get 10s in order to win the money. Unfortunately, the people didn't bring it correctly, and Mother Janice sent everybody packing. Miss Rahiz included. It wasn't just, you know, other house members. People say she chopped just so her house member could win, but she also chopped Miss Rahiz in the process because they didn't know their words or to the production that was their production. So at the end, Chaos was the only one left. So they gave, I think they said he received half the money. I'm only going by what I got, so of course I wasn't there.
Okay.
I'm just going by the information. He
what
received half the money.
Rodney, so was it if three or more must walk for the cash and get 10s, or three or more
yes.
must
Yes. They said three or more must walk and get 10s.
Okay, baby. It's no shame, Miss Bang. It's no shame for nobody out there. And I don't care what house you're in, Miss Thing, and I'm speaking to everybody
and,
out there.
And that's why I didn't go to the ball. That's why I didn't go to the ball, because I told them I'm not traveling all the way out there for a three or more months walk for the cast. I'm coming all the way from D.C. spending my coins. If I want to get out there and walk, if the people are not prepared and they can't come through, don't punish me because I came through and you don't have it. So I said, well, I'm not going to come out there and support. But, you know.
Yes, it's no shade to anybody that's out there, girls. And this is to every house that's out there, however many houses there is in the ballroom scene. I don't think that any leaders that's out there, I don't think that you should have your kids go to these balls and it says three or more must walk for the cash, three or more must get 10 to get the cash. I don't think it's right to let your children go out there and support these people function. These people really do not want to give out their fucking money, because if they want to give out their money, they would not have that on the flyer. They would just have the category, bitch. Bitches is always out there trying to motherfucking get these girls, Miss Thang. And I was just sitting here earlier telling somebody, the ballroom scene right now is from the age of 14 to the 20 right now. These kids don't have money like that, Miss Thang. And for them to be coming and traveling from state to state, Miss Thang, coming to balls and three or more must walk to get motherfucking cash, Miss Thang, is ridiculous. It's a fool, bitch. Girl, that's nonsense, Miss Thang. Bitch, that's a rent party to me, bitch. I don't give a fuck who it is. I don't give a fuck if you're a legend, an icon, a statement, a star, or not, or no crookedy wicked. If you have that on your flyer, that's a fucking rent party to me. It's no shade. Hold on, we got a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Hello, Kelly?
Yes.
This is Father Tony again.
Hey, Father Tony.
What you just said, my house would never turn anybody flyer that had three or more must walk for a cash. It should not make a difference how many people walk for any category because of the fact that's very unfair. We're paying $30 to get into a ball. That's fucked up, that's late, and that's fucking horrible have a category like that. And anybody that attended that ball was just the person that wrote the fucking flyer, because I would not attend a ball that said anything like that. That's just like, and that just makes the balls even go down the drain, because if one person starts that, that's going to make other people start that same shit. That's just some fucked up shit. Rodney, you've been my son for years, man. James, I bet you wasn't there, because you know better than to attend a ball like that.
I'm gagging. And it was only for $1,000, bitch. I don't see two people, bitch, your best dress at Jasmine's ball, bitch, for $5,000, and she gave it away. They wore Trim Queen face, bitch, and only two people wore. $5,000. These bitches is carrying on for $1,000
to $500. I mean, Rodney and James Kelly, Nicole, that's some crazy shit, yo. Come on. If you cannot put a fly, I mean, I can't say you can't because they have been done, and people keep attending these balls like that. They still paying $30, and I know they have more than, if you pay $30, you got 50 people there, you already got your grand prize money. So, therefore, putting a limit of people and how many people to get tens, nah, that's wrong, and that's just some fucked up shit. You know, and whoever Chaos manager out here is, it's just like I just told my children, if it was my house, I would have got my $1,000. I don't give a fuck how many people walk. Because you just don't do shit like that. You don't do no shit like that.
Tyree, I want you to call in here, because I need you on the phone line so you can explain yourself so I can check you real quick. Okay, Tyree, call in here. Press one.
Who that, Blackie?
Yeah, that's Tyree, honey. Cause Tyree don't know what he's talking about. These girls, it does not say when. First of all, when Jack does his grand prize at the Rumble Ball, they can have up to themselves and four other people on their team. If they can't get four other people on their team, that don't mean that they can't walk. They can walk by themselves. They don't need to have all those people on their team. They can walk by themselves. The girls choose not to walk because they don't have a team together, but they can walk by themselves. Sorry. Thank you.
I'm almost certain that I saw the flyer for the Midwest Legends Ball being hosted by Eric Eminence and Kenny Ultra Omni. I'm not sure, but I saw it said Three or More Must Walk with Cash. I'm not sure. If Eric is listening, which I know you are, you can press one and please, you know, prove me wrong, but I do think that his flyer says the same thing.
Baby, that's a mess, honey. A fucking mess, honey. I don't think nobody should be there either. Hey, Father Carlo, you're live on the air.
Yeah, just Father Tony again. Rodney, you 100% right. I saw the same flyer.
Yes, thank you. I don't think
nobody should know that motherfucking ball either, bitch. That's a fucking fool, bitch. And y'all supposed to be legends, mistake. And y'all wanna have three or more must walk for the cash, bitch. Stop having a rent party, bitch, and go down to the nearest motherfucking welfare office, mistake. And they are giving out free food stamps. Please, but I be gagging at these girls. I really do. I gag at these girls, mistake. I really do. I really do gag at these girls' mistakes. Bitch, I got robbed and everything last month, bitch. I spent so much money on my gift bags, mistake, and doing things for the function, mistake. I ain't getting no motherfucking coins, bitch, but you ain't see me hooping and hollering, mistake. But everybody walked out there with their coins, and at the end of the night, I went home with motherfucking nothing, bitch. But everybody had their motherfucking shit. Bitch, the girls is a mess, mistake. 347-935, you're live on the air on the recap show.
You requested my presence, woman.
I requested your presence, honey. So now you said that you see
no,
on that
Listen, be quiet. Because this is for you and Susan, and I respect Susan. I would never disrespect Susan because I think highly of her. But I said Jack has done it before. I didn't say he does it at all his Rumble Ball. I said Jack has done it before. And that's what I was explaining to Susan. I've known Jack all my life before any of them have. And Jack has done it before. Three or more must walk a Rumble Ball. He has. I'm not saying he do it all the time, but Jack has done it before.
Well, I've never seen it.
Susan was saying the Rumble Ball would be $50 to $100. I said no. The categories be $100 to $50. I said his grand prize would be from $500 to $1,000. That's what I said. Would you explain to Susan? I've known Jack way before her. I've known Jack since I was 13 years old. She must not know me and RJ is family, so I've known Jack way before her. No, I was talking, see, she misunderstood. I was talking about the grand prizes. She must have thought I was talking about the categories. And I said, I've seen Jack go before at a Rumble Ball.
Oh.
And where's Nicole at?
She's here.
She's here.
I'm right the fuck here.
What's up? What's going on, Tyree?
Nicole, I need you to call me after the show, too.
Sure.
Kelly, you got me put out the fucking group, too.
What group? The Underground?
Yes, I got kicked out.
Let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all something.
You got me put out, bitch.
Tyree and Kelly, let me tell y'all something.
Leave
that name out your mouth, okay? Leave it alone.
Let me tell you something, right? Before you say that, Rodney, right? One of my sons, right, from Chicago, he was from New York, he moved to Chicago for school, Miss Thing, was trying to get into the group, Miss Thing. They grilled my son so fiercely, Miss Thing, thought my son was me and everything on Facebook. I was so livid when Marcus hit me up and said, oh, Kelly, you was trying to get into the group underneath this fake profile and all that. I was like, bitch, that wasn't me. That's my son, bitch. It was not me. If I wanted to be in the group, I would have stayed in the group when they first made the group. I took myself out the group. I was really gagging,
Mr.
All
the things. Well, your son was putting out fake information and couldn't do what he was supposed to do, but he was rejected.
Of this group, right? You are one of the administrators, aren't you?
What group? What group, Nicole? What group?
Whatever it is, the dog hole, dog house. You are a part of it. You are the administrator, ain't you?
Mind you, Rodney set this room up. I'm telling y'all, Rodney got a big part to play with this room. Rodney got me kicked out. I'm going to get to the bottom of it, uncle. I know you did.
No,
When I tell you, my son said the shit that they put him through, bitch, to get into that mother, try to get into that room, it was a mess, bitch.
Kelly, wait, they hit me up and was like, you are friends with so-and-so, and you and Mother Kelly, Ms. Ronnie are friends. We have to put you up because we don't want no parts of that radio show. Rodney, how are you still in there and you are the co-host? I don't get it.
Right.
They already know Rodney's not going to come up here and Rodney's not going to spill anything. But two pieces of the tea that they spilled, one piece of the tea that they put in there, Miss Thing. I've got that tea, Miss Thing. But I'm not putting it out. I'm not putting it out right now, Miss Thing. But I got the ebony tea that was in the group, Miss Thing. But that other tea that they had in the group about a certain Mizrahi leaving to go be in another house, Miss Thing, that tea is absolutely forced. But that ebony tea, I'm not going to spill that just yet, Miss Thing. I'm going to wait for that ebony tea that they had in there, and I'm going to give me an exclusive. Exclusive interview with this person, Miss Thing, and I'm going to break Blog Talk Radio down with the numbers exclusive interview.
I don't think that's true either, though. I think that's a lie, too.
No, it's true.
I think that's a lie.
It's true.
Know.
It's 100% true.
Rodney, why you all spill it?
Well, we're not going to talk about what happens in there. Because let me tell you something, Tyree. Let me tell you something, Tyree. They are deep, deep, deep underground with they motherfucking shit. They fucking group don't even show up when you search groups on motherfucking Facebook.
Nope.
They group don't show the fuck up.
Nope, it don't. You got to be invited by the person that created the page. If I was to go add you from me being in the group, I can't. He has to add you.
Baby, they don't play, baby. They secret, bitch. That's the motherfucking,
you know,
that's the fucking CIA.
You know how with any other group, you can add somebody. If you click on them, just add a friend, you can't even add a bitch. The person has to add you. So that's how I know Rodney got something to do with this, because Rodney, uncle, I'm going to sit down with you. We're going to have a nice long talk over two nutcrackers. I'm telling you, Rodney knows. I'm with Susan. Yes, he does.
We're not gonna talk about it like this. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You the mess. What? You is the mess. Let me tell you something, bitch.
I got spas on over the motherfucking place, bitch. Okay?
Mind you,
I got spas all over the place. They got rid of, let me tell you something. They got rid of all my factor girlfriends, bitch. But I got one non-motherfucking factor girlfriend, bitch. They been up in there, bitch. And they ain't get rid of her yet, bitch. But she's a non-motherfucking factor
mind
bitch.
You, Kelly. Two of my sons is in there and two of my grandsons is in there, so I know everything that goes on in there. My son was hitting me up today like, Dad, let me tell you what, that. I was like, wow.
Tyree, you better stop talking, because then they're going to start searching and they're going to get rid of those girls.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Rodney, I'm
sorry.
And
where 15 is that? I haven't seen 15 in eons, honey. I haven't heard from 15 since her father passed away. I haven't heard from 15.
15 got a lover. Uncle, I take that back. My son's ain't in that group because I don't want him to report to.
Tyree, we definitely gonna have to have a conversation or something.
Oh, you know, baby, I keep.
Oh, wait, hold on. I got a number, and this number looks mighty familiar to me, honey. Hello, is this the overall Godfather, Dex Sabine?
What's up?
516-280.
He said something. He said hello.
Hello.
Just listening.
Are you just listening, Jackson?
You just listening to see if the underground tea is going to come on now? You just appeared out of nowhere. Don't think I'm quiet. I'm getting into
Rodney and Dexter
here.
Rodney is a part of this group. I think they run in the group, Rodney and Dexter. I think it. I'm telling you.
Well, baby. Well, you know, child. I know you know.
Excuse me.
Rodney,
wait a minute, Dexter.
Rodney's my own. Rodney, you know.
Dexter.
No, wait, hold on, Nicole, because, Nicole, bitch, we got 18 minutes left to the show, bitch, and my tongue, I'm biting on my tongue so hard right now,
bitch.
You know, Rodney's my brother, and I love him, dude, I'm just saying, and I'm going to put this tea out of the Dexter just came on a lot, and I want to put it out so bad, just say, but girl...
Why y'all not putting the tea out? Where is the tea, Dexter? So you came to Bogard to make sure it really didn't come out right.
Dexter is the security, Nicole. Dexter is security. That's why Dexter came on. Dexter is the security. Rodney is the CEO, and Dexter is head of security.
So what other tea is in this room?
Baby, it's a lot.
Sister, I'm going to call you, sister.
Nicole,
I'm going to call you when I get off the air, sister.
I got exclusive
EBONYT, but I'm going to tell you after the game. I'm not going to put that on the air.
Oh, Kelly. Kelly, even though our function is after the Jackson football, I still want to give another shout out to, you know, if I can say it without being, you know, James in my ball.
Oh, go ahead, Rodney.
You
She said go ahead, she just kidding. Okay, November the 12th, New York City, what's the name? Father James Icon and myself, Rodney, present What's in the Name. Grand prize, Team Realness, $1,000. One legend icon with one non-legend and one non-icon. And more categories flyers out at the Lake Football.
But, baby, Nicole, when we get off this phone line, I'm going to call you, girl, and I'm going to fill your cup up, bitch, so you better have a 64-ounce cup, bitch, because I'm going to fill your cup, girl.
Y'all better call me on the phone, because I got to come through.
Yeah.
Kelly, y'all better call me on that phone.
What's going on?
No, that's security. Security always sit back and watch. Let me tell you something, Nicole.
Rodney's not going to say nothing. None of the girls in there are going to say nothing, Nicole. They're all in there, and they're not going to say nothing. So you're wasting your time even asking. This is what I'm going to say about the group because my son called me and told me, because I told my son to try to get in. I'm not going to sit here and lie. I told my son to try to get in the group to be a spy for me, okay? And so the only thing I can say my son said, bitch, this bitch It's like, bitch, trying to get into the motherfucking Pentagon, bitch. They not motherfucking playing with this motherfucking group.
Nicole,
my son said they got a, listen, Nicole. My son said they got a motherfucking application mistake. You got to verify yourself on motherfucking Uvu or any chat that they can see you to make sure you are the person, mistake. They question about addresses and where you live at
everything.
In the state and everything, Nicole, for you to get in this
Uvu,
group, mistake. That's how deep this group is, Nicole. It's
chat.
Deep.
Yep. You gotta have a
bitch,
Uvu
you
or
gotta get on iChat, Uvu, Skype, or something so they can know you the person before they let you in the motherfucking group. They not just
look
letting anybody in
look
that motherfucking group.
Look at next to falling out.
One thing I can say,
who's ever running that motherfucking group, bitch, I wish y'all was in the House of Mizrahi, mistake, so y'all can run my motherfucking group, because y'all run that motherfucking group, bitch, tooth and motherfucking nail, bitch. I left.
Yes, it's like secret society, Nicole.
Mm-mm.
They do not play.
So you got to get in the group, basically, what y'all saying, in order to know the tea.
Yes.
Yeah, the and they're not just letting anybody in the group.
So basically, I just want to make sure I understand everybody correctly.
It's not just for anybody. You got to be a 5-star motherfucker to be in the group.
Right. So the tea don't get spilled out of the group.
They don't talk or say anything outside of that group. You see why the index are not saying nothing. We the only ones doing the talking. They don't talk about the group. Nobody talks about it.
Okay.
Nicole, you got some people in the group that you know, and you're going to get them.
Okay.
You know some people in there. It's key with that group, but it's over, though.
So nobody else knows the key that you got, Kelly, because it's all in the group.
Unless you're in
the group. It's two other people know, but these are higher-up people, in all wings of the area. They know the key, but, basically, if none of these girls in the chat room or on the phone lines are in that group, they don't know the key that I'm talking about.
Martin, why are you so quiet?
The girls know the key.
Say it again?
Uncle, why are you so quiet?
I'm just listening to you guys talk about something that don't exist.
You the lie, because I was in the group, so I know it's a lie. I know you're telling a lie.
I love it. I really do, bitch. When I tell you, bitch, I love it, bitch. I didn't know when I came home, and I think it was about four or five days ago, and I came home, and I logged on Facebook, and I seen that they said I was added to a new group, Miss Thing. I looked through, and I scrolled through, and I looked at it, oh, I don't want to be a part of this. If I knew that it was going to get as hot as it is now, bitch, I would have stayed in it, but they probably would have kicked me out anyway. Bitch, you know, they would have kicked me out anyway, honey, bitch.
Nicole.
Why?
Remember who you said was on Facebook arguing the other day about the Femme Queen? Remember who you said was arguing the other day? She's in the group.
I don't know.
Tyree, you're going to get girls kicked out, Tyree.
I just want Dexter and Rodney to know that it is not a secret society, and from 1 to 5, I know all the motherfucking tea, the ending to the beginning, bitch. I know the results and the solution.
828-655, you're live on the air.
What's going on, everybody?
Who's that?
Y'all, this is Father Infinity, South Carolina. I just want to let y'all know I was listening and I was enjoying the show. I'm about to get off.
Oh, okay. Hey, Father. How are you, Father?
What's going on, sir?
What's going on? Hey, sir. And you got to call me. I got to call you.
Okay, do that.
All right. Well, I see y'all. Y'all have a good night.
Okay,
you too.
The next caller we have is 240-581. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Oh, I'm just listening, Aunt Kelly. What's going on? Is Rodney still on this phone?
Who's that? Who's that?
Naima.
Hey, Naima, how are you?
How are you, Rodney?
I'm great.
You know, I just want to give you a shout-out. I tell you, I enjoyed you every weekend because I didn't get a chance to talk to you again besides us in the underground.
What is that? Her in the underground?
bitch, I got the hide out of the ground. Bitch, I'll flash back on all. Ooh, it's
just for that, I should tell every detail T in the underground. You disrespectful motherfuckers. I'm gagging. She's in the underground, Dexter and Rodney. All right.
Nicole.
Wow. Oh, so it's the Ebony Underground. No, but Rodney's in there,
Nicole,
so.
But, Nicole, it's not an Ebony Underground. The person that runs it is not an Ebony.
That's all right.
Oh, shit.
I'm gagging at Dexter.
Where is Dexter at? Rodney, why are you so quiet?
Just listening.
You know what?
Rodney is giving
y'all can kiss that motherfucking underground. And don't ever, ever go public with it, bitch.
Hold on one minute. Y'all go ahead and talk. Hello?
Rodney talking about just listening. Rodney ain't saying shit. Uncle, you was really trying it.
No, I'm just, you know, just enjoying. I'm on the show to talk about the ballroom scene and the rating of the balls and things of that nature. And Nicole.
No,
I can't even imagine. Oh, my God, they were to talk about it. Oh, well, for Nicole, since she's not here, she came with the announcement. There will be a lot of, you know, older categories, film queen categories exclusively for themselves. So since you asked for it, Nicole, make sure you round up the girls and bring them to the set. If you have to go pick them up in the U-Haul, bring all the girls to the ball.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be an old school affair with a new school twist.
And Kelly on the other end getting it.
And you know me and Father don't play that.
Yeah, I know me and we were talking about it the other day.
Yes.
He want me to get you a wrestling.
Hello?
Okay. Well, my. Things look kind of heavy in the jungle.
Cool.
I'm not sure if we got a really strong battle at the collection school.
Yes, honey. Hold on. We got a caller, honey. Hold on. 678-799. You're live on the air. You got some tea?
Nah, what's going on, Kelly? This country, Chanel.
What's going on? How you doing?
Who's that?
This is Country. What's up, Uncle Rodney?
Oh, what's going on, sir?
Nothing. I just wanted to let everybody remind them about the Chanel ball going down Labor Day weekend in Atlanta. Make sure you're there.
So, Country, you know that was my text?
Rodney, you know the country is gone.
We never made
friends.
We each got to go our separate ways, and now we're standing here helpless, looking for something to say. We've been together a long time. We never thought it would end. Now we all so close to each other. We always smile.
You can believe you can dream, bro.
Nicole, you ain't a DT.
Rodney's
not talking, they're not telling us nothing. I'm a little upset.
Wait, so I want to know something, because you really quiet, like Sergeant went you, like, honey, you just waiting in boot camp. So as soon as someone says something, you about to go off, right? Because I got to time this right.
I'm just listening.
Say bye to Nicole and not going to... Nicole, you're
waiting
with sister.
No, well, I wasn't talking about what they were doing. I was just asking what was going to be the protocol according to the time, because it was 12:54. So, you know, I wanted to time it right. Jackson, you're going to respond to the tea that's in the dog room.
Nicole,
I'm letting everybody know. Because they're not going to answer you, Nicole, so you're wasting your time. But when we come back after our season, after our new season in September, after our vacation, I'm definitely going to be upgrading the show to the $100 package, Miss Thing, so we can have over 500 callers. And we can have as many people we want in the chat room and everything, because you know it's going to be a lot of promotion going on for the collections ball and for all the other balls that's out there. So any of you girls that's looking, that's having a function coming up in the near future, and you want to definitely get a commercial for your ball, definitely please feel free to definitely hit me up at legendarykellymcbride@yahoo.com, because we're definitely going to be coming back on the air in 3 weeks on Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. And I will be on with my legendary partner, Rodney Milan, and my legendary partner, Nicole Kahn. We'll definitely be on the line. I don't know if Nicole is going to come on, because she really can't do 2 days. So I don't know if she's going to be on Monday unless she really has something that she really wants to say. And then on Tuesday night, the legendary Cabbage Ebony will definitely be back on the air, giving y'all ballroom history. And then on Wednesday, Nicole and Lisa will definitely be on here to give you everything positive and all the topics that they're going to be having on Wednesday's night. So that's definitely going to be happening, honey. And so, you know. So, get ready. Well, Dexter is going. Dexter has hung up, and Dexter is out of here. Baby. And so, and Rodney's not saying anything, so I don't know.
I love you all.
Oh, Rodney's out of here too. Oh, shit. Dexter's gone. Rodney's gone. Oh, shit, honey.
I love you all. That's what she said at the end of the song. She said, I love you all.
Mind you, she's still singing Finger Green Girls.
Rodney, wasn't at the part we all said she threw her kiss? Mwah, I love you all.
Right.
Baby is so
Tyree, I need 2 nutcrackers with pineapple at the bottom.
I got you.
I'm about to go get me a nutcracker.
Mind you, I got to connect.
That's VeggieCon.
That's
what
we were drinking on Gay Pride in the village.
I'm so glad we had this.
So, what do we have coming up this weekend? What is this weekend? Like, what is going on?
What do you mean? What major announcements we're going to hear or something?
Well, we have the open.
Well, I don't know what's going on this week.
It's supposed to reach out for next week.
I really didn't even know that it was all those balls that happened all over the weekend. If you didn't text me earlier, Rodney, I wasn't going to come on the air or anything to recap. I wasn't going to come on the air until you texted me and told me about all these different balls. I was gagging.
With all the tea you had, you wasn't even going to come on the air.
You
really
got
to change.
No one called from Pittsburgh to give us, you know, any details about that ball, so, you know.
I'm gagging at none of the girls from Pittsburgh calling in to talk about the fight. Miss Thing, I'm gagging. They paid it, Miss Thing.
It's one of them. It's one of them fights that the name that was involved in the fight is not really a name that's involved in that. So you pretty much just try to stay away from, you know, the bad vibes and stuff like that. You try to tend to let it go.
Let's everybody say goodbye. We about to get up out of here, honey. I'm not doing no extra time, honey. I'm out of here, honey.
All right, guys. Guys, have a good night.
It's so hard.
This Monday.
It's so hard.
This thing is great, girl.
Nicole, say goodnight to the girls. Oh, shit, she dropped off, bitch.
She's a crazy.
She dropped off. She didn't say goodbye. She just kept singing to them girls. But like I tell y'all, every Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, I'm the legendary overlord, Coast Mother of the House, Ms. Rahi, and I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway, whatever train station that you might go into and you pick somebody up in, please make sure you practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. And to all you girls that's out there that's running around this thing, and I'm not pointing any fingers or trying to bring anybody down, whatever you do, make your money. It's how you make your money. But all you girls that's out there and you escorting, you prostituting, you doing the things that you're doing, please make sure that you're aware of where you're going, and you let somebody know that you're going on an out call or somebody's coming over to your house to come see you. We don't need anybody else in this ballroom scene becoming a victim to death. And I'm tired of going to people's funerals and hearing about this passing away and that person passing away. So please protect yourself when you do go on these out calls. Please protect yourself when you allow people to come into your home, because strangers can do anything to you, and a coin is not worth your life. I love y'all all for loving me, and I'll see y'all back here next week, Monday, for the recap show. Good night.
Come again. Come again. Come again. Come again.